Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Christine Ibbotson's here. She's in Toronto, and she's a new friend. Not for long, though. We're gonna turn her into a longtime friend. She's a financial planner, chartered investment manager, and author of important books on how to help you manage your money, like How to Retire Debt-Free and Wealthy. I like that idea. And chapter in that book should have been, Christine, don't go into radio. That should have been the first thing in your How to Retire Debt-Free and Wealthy. Don't go into radio. That's what I would have recommended. Hey, Christine, I'm glad you're here. I need your website again, please.
It is www.askthemoneylady.ca.
All right. You can find her books there. CA on the end there. Christine, the United States of America has, according to Dr. Fauci, he keeps talking about opening up the country again. I guess we presume that the United States is shut down. If you open, you can't open it back up if it hasn't been shut down. And every state has varying degrees of enforcement, and sometimes cities have their own varying degrees of enforcement. The politicians have presumed that they have the authority to make us do what we basically are doing. We're playing along, and for a lot of times for good reason. How is this happening? What does this look like in Canada?
You know what? It is different also from one province to another, and some provinces are hit a lot harder. So I would say Ontario and Quebec have been definitely hit more so than some of our eastern provinces.
It's a more international, those are more international provinces, aren't they, in terms of people coming and going?
Definitely. There's a lot more people in Quebec and Ontario. But a lot of people, we've been forced to stay at home. And, you know, even if you go to all the parks are shut down, they're all
really
taped off.
You can't even walk in the park?
You can't walk in the parks. If you are out on your own and they catch you in one of the parks, you will get a fine.
Wow.
It's up to $750.
I'd have to go walk in the park if they told me not to do that. I'd have to go walk.
And even the police are, patrolling the highways and
really?
Making sure that there is
so it's a police
less
state.
Than five people.
It's a police state.
Well, you know, the OPP, which is the Ontario Provincial Police,
Yeah. You
know, actually my husband even said that he was driving on the highway and there was a police car and he was getting up behind people and then going beside them and then looking over to see how many people they had in the car.
My goodness.
My husband was the only one in the vehicle, and then he moved up to the next one because there's not very many people on the highway.
Did that make your husband feel creepy?
A little bit creepy.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So what is the difference in what you just described and a police state?
You know what? We're not a police state. We really are not. This is just unprecedented.
Maybe not technically, but practically, what you just described is.
Kind of. I know. We are definitely being forced to stay at home, and you can see it in the reaction of people. You know, we don't like it. And there's a lot of people that are trying to be nice. And, you see it when you go into the grocery store and that.
Calgary shouldn't be shut down the same way Toronto would be shut down or Montreal. You know what I mean? Those are kind of, in Calgary, they've been social distancing in Calgary every day for the last 200 years, right? I mean, that's country. That
I don't
be
think I want to touch that one, Jim.
Hey, Christine, you've been a good sport and played along with me, but you know, we've got to realize that at some point in time, the response to the disease could cause us more pain than the disease itself. What do you think? Last thoughts, quickly.
The response to the disease, well,
yeah.
You know, we have to, I would want people to, you know, look that this, we're going to come out of this.
Yeah.
We totally are.
I appreciate your positive and optimistic message you've had on during our whole visit. And that's the reason why we're going to invite you back, if nothing else. Christine Ibbotson, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingham. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.